Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are here high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral. And a special hello to all of our listeners across the country. And we're with two amazing people, Rod and Maria Villanueva. Welcome.
Deacon Steve, thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, it is so awesome. I've been so blessed to be part of your life over the last year or so, or longer, actually. And both of you have been actively involved with Couples for Christ.
Yes.
Which is an organization that is really focusing on the true Catholic marriage and what it's all about, and really surrendering the marriage as well as individually to the Holy Spirit. And we're going to talk a lot more about that. And what does it mean to really have a holy marriage? And what does it mean to really have Jesus at the center of it? But before we get into that, let's get started with a little bit of background. Let's start with you, Rod, in terms of telling us about yourself and how the Lord became such an important part of your life.
Oh, thanks, Deacon Steve. We have been married for over 22 years now. Just celebrated 22-year anniversary on November 12th.
Woohoo!
So, woohoo! Hopefully we can make it to the 50th, 60th, 70th. So Marie and I met, when we were in high school. And I met a youth group, and we became best friends. And we were studying, SAT, and we got to know each other, and then, started dating in college. And she asked me after we were dating about 5 years, hey, is this going anywhere? And, sure enough, I knew she was the right one. And I was very excited about her actually saying yes to me. So,
well, it's amazing knowing both of you that you are just perfect for each other. And, as they say, soulmates. And tell us about your background growing up as a Catholic and so forth, and just kind of a little bit more about your faith journey.
Wow. Well, my faith journey is a little different from Rod's. Rod grew up in a very faithful, devoted Catholic family. I had parents who were Catholics, sent us to Catholic school, but their marriage wasn't Christ-centered, so we had a very challenging childhood, very challenging family life. There was domestic violence. Christ just really wasn't at the center. So at an early age, I really learned how to lean on Christ. And that came through my teachers at school, Catholic school. It also was influenced by my grandmother and my aunt. And they really taught me how to pray the rosary, the importance of attending Mass, and really just I learned how to lean on Christ at an early age, because that's what I felt I just had during times of arguments between my parents growing up. I really would just, I'd run to the family room where the crucifix was, and I remember just praying, gazing at the crucifix, and my faith really just started at a young age, and leaning on Christ at a young age, because that's all I had.
Well, praise the Lord. We're with Maria and Rod Villanueva here. We're talking about a Catholic holy marriage. What does it take to really find the right person, nourish it, and put Jesus at the center of it? And in terms of when you were growing up, Rod, was your faith a big part of your life, or did that come later on?
Deacon Steve, it was a big part of my life. But what was interesting about that is, I was active in the church from a perspective of we went every Sunday, and I was part of the youth group, and we would every Friday we would do vigil or Eucharistic adoration, we'd do confession, and I had an opportunity to spend time at the church, and obviously born and raised Catholic with my family. And what was interesting is, I thought that's all that you needed to do, meaning just go to church and, just live a good life. And that was pretty much that was our Catholic life. And it really wasn't until I actually met Maria and realized that, our faith is much more. and I knew that our marriage was a sacrament. And actually, you know, when we joined Couples for Christ, which I know we'll talk about later, finally realizing that there is much more, especially myself as a husband and a father and the being the head of the household and the importance of being a spiritual leader in our family and in our community. So I realized that it was just much deeper. And looking at Maria's childhood compared to mine, obviously we had a normal upbringing, but realized that her faith, and you know, she has been my rock for so many years, and just realizing her faith was so much deeper, and so I'm truly blessed to have realized that.
And just for the record, I think I met Maria first
you
for
did.
Quite some time.
You did.
And she kind of dragged you into the
yes,
prayer
you
group.
Did.
So Maria, thank you so much for that.
You did.
For everyone listening out there who perhaps you're thinking about, you're not married, you're thinking about, how do I find that Catholic spouse? How do I find that person who is really going to fit into the values and beliefs that you have as a Catholic? And, you know, what would be some advice, Maria, that you would give someone who perhaps is dating or certainly wants to be married? What would be some advice you'd give them?
I would say prayer. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because my aunt, who was very influential in my faith life and prayer life, did tell me at the age of 8, because she knew the challenges that my parents had in their marriage, she told me, you know, you need to pray for a good husband. And she told me that at the age of 8. And, you know, when I would remember to pray for a good husband, I would. And that was such great advice coming from my aunt. And, you know, God is so good because He listened to my prayers, because growing up, I did not know why people got married, because what I saw as marriage wasn't such a beautiful thing. I didn't see the joy, the happiness, any type of fulfillment in my parents' marriage. So I was really scared, like, why? And wondered, why do people get married? And, you know, just through prayer and having a relationship with Christ, and then God answering my prayers over the years and sending me Rod, he was the answer.
Amen.
My beautiful gift, actually. And actually, he just turned things around for me. I never knew how wonderful marriage could be, how fulfilling and joyful it could be. And being married to my best friend has made it even
Hallelujah.
More beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So God could do amazing things through prayer.
So now I know why she said yes to me, because she's been praying for it for so long.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what would be your advice, Rod, to our listeners out there that are looking for that right spouse?
You know, I think it's really making sure that you have God at the center, and really making sure that when you're looking for a spouse, it's an individual that, you know, that does pray and that does, you know, put God at the center. I realize, you know, as we move into our marriage, which is a sacrament, that it's so important that, you know, it's just not two people, it's actually three people. It's the couple with our Lord Jesus Christ. And I think it's just making sure that everything is focused around that. And when you have God at the center of your life, your marriage can be absolutely beautiful. And I think that's really an important piece. And I learned that later. And again, I was so blessed that, you know, that Maria said yes, and that we have this wonderful marriage. But, you know, it just even blossomed even further, realizing that God is in the center.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're here high atop the Tower of Hope at beautiful Christ Cathedral, talking to Rod and Maria Villanueva about marriage, about a Catholic holy marriage, about Couples for Christ as we go further in the program. I will say without a shadow of a doubt that prayer is the foundation, putting Jesus at the center of it. But this is for all you parents out there and grandparents, and for everyone who is really interested in supporting godparents and so forth, supporting an individual. Pray the rosary. I'm going to say that again. Pray the rosary. Pray a decade or entire rosary for that person to find their right spouse. I will say with my daughter, for example, we did that. We kept praying that that perfect spouse would be found for her. And we really believe that, you know, after being married for, you know, I don't know, about 15 years now, I think that that person really was the right person for her. And it's so important, again, that you let the Blessed Mother into it. And I know you have a deep devotion in looking at what you're wearing around your neck here, Maria. What role does Blessed Mother play?
Actually, through Couples for Christ, we've grown to know Mother Mary even more. It wasn't until 2009, actually, Deacon, that through the teachings that we learned through Couples for Christ, that I actually started to have a deeper relationship with our Blessed Mother. And through praying the rosary more, consecrating our family to our Blessed Mother, we've really seen just wonderful miracles happen within our own family and our relationship. So she is really the key in bringing us closer to Jesus, really the key in protecting us against evil. So I am such a great supporter. I have such a deep love for Mother Mary. I'm so glad that I finally discovered her importance in our lives and her role of bringing us closer to her son, Jesus.
We're going to be right back to talk about this movement, international movement called Couples for Christ, and what you can do to strengthen your marriage as it relates to communication and prayer. We'll be right back.
When a great family event combines sports, faith, and excitement. Don't miss out on our second annual Catholic Hockey Night at the Honda Center on Sunday afternoon, December 11th at 1 p.m. First, it's the Ducks taking on the Ottawa Senators. Then after the game, check out Santa Margarita High School take on Servite as their teams take the ice. Only a handful of seats remain for this awesome family event. Get your discounted tickets at rcbo.org. Bishop Kevin Phan will be there. Will you? Go to rcbo.org.
Hi, everyone. We're on Empowered by the Spirit here high atop the Tower of Hope with Rod and Maria Villanueva, and we're talking about a Catholic marriage and what it takes to be married and to be holy in that marriage. And with the statistics being the way that they are, that Catholic marriages have the same divorce rate as non-Catholic marriages. One out of two Catholic marriages end in divorce. But here is a very amazing statistic. One out of 2,000 Catholic marriages in which the couple routinely, as in daily and so forth, but routinely prays together, only one out of 2,000 end in divorce. That is such an amazing statistic that a couple that prays together stays together. We've heard that before.
Yes.
But a couple that puts Jesus at the center of their marriage, they pray for one another, they're there for one another, they're supporting one another in that way. What a difference that makes. Couples for Christ, a big part of this movement is really having prayer at the center of it. But tell us, what is Couples for Christ?
Thanks, Deacon Steve. Well, Couples for Christ in 2000 was recognized by the Vatican as an international association of the lay faithful. And is through this movement with the Holy Spirit, we are one with the Catholic Church, and we are truly blessed to witness Christ's love through service. And really, it's that service of helping others get closer to Christ. CFC, Couples for Christ, is a united global family of evangelizers that sets the world on fire through the fullness of God's transforming love. And really, it's just so amazing, because this ministry is really a womb-to-tomb ministry, meaning we have ministries for kids, we have ministries for youth, we have ministries for singles, Couples for Christ, also for handmaids, those individuals who don't have a spouse, also for servants. So really, it is truly a womb-to-tomb ministry for all aspects of the family. It's exciting to be part of. It's really helped us truly grow in our faith.
One of the interesting things is that through a great group out of Los Angeles, Spirit of Praise, which is an organization that I went to the Philippines with in October 2015, the brother of the individual, one of the peoples that went on the trip, Winnie Nestor, is George Campos, who is the president international of Couples for Christ. Now, to be candid, like many of our listeners, I'm sure, probably haven't heard of Couples for Christ. It's very heavy in the Philippines, where it was started
right
in 1981. But I believe it's in 26 countries or even more now, because I know he travels a lot and he's my Facebook buddy. amazing, amazing family and couple. But when I came back, we had done so many different healing masses and healing services for Couples for Christ in the Philippines. We did, you know, one after another, and thousands would show up. And I was sharing that at our prayer group here for Spirit-Filled Hearts. And Maria, you were there, and you came up to me and said, oh, by the way, Deacon Steve, there is a chapter in Orange County, which, of course, I was not aware of. And so, again, from your perspective, Maria, what has Couples for Christ meant for you and your marriage?
Couples for Christ has really transformed me as an individual, deepened my faith even more. It's really just encouraged me to serve even more whenever possible. And it has helped transform our family. CFC, Couples for Christ's vision, is families and the Holy Spirit renewing the face of the earth. And that's truly what it is, renewing individuals, then families, then church communities, and then the world. And the mission of Couples for Christ is building the church of the home and building the church of the poor. And we are pro-God, pro-family, pro-poor, and pro-life. So really just having Couples for Christ in our lives and being part of the community, it's really kept us in a community that's very supportive, encouraging. We've learned so much more about our faith. Rod has learned to be the spiritual leader of our family, leading us in our faith walk, leading us in our prayer life as a family as well. And it's really transformed us and helped us as a family grow closer to our Lord, and even step up and serve. We serve as a family at St. John Neumann Parish in Irvine. We stepped up as Eucharistic ministers. Our kids also know the importance of serving the Lord, and they are part of the youth band at the Sunday 5 p.m. Mass. So it's really been such an enriching, fulfilling experience for us and our family.
Praise the Lord. We're with Rod and Maria Villanueva, who are leaders of one of the Orange County chapters for Couples for Christ. And we're talking about how this organization really helps the couple get closer to each other, how it helps the couple put Jesus at the center of their lives, helps the couple pray together, helps the couple have the Blessed Mother becomes more a part of their marriage. I want to go to some scripture, so open up your Bible right now to Ephesians 5. And these are some scriptures that a lot of people struggle with. But I want to put you on the spot here a little bit, let the Holy Spirit lead you, because I know that people need to be educated. And a big part of this show, Empowered by the Spirit, is about education. So let's take a look at Ephesians 5, verse 21, a verse that I'm really, really believe is so critical for a marriage to work. It says, be subordinate to one another out of reverence for Christ. Subordinate to one another. People forget about that verse. First, Rod, what's that verse mean to you?
Deacon, that's a great verse. And I think really it's about putting your spouse first and really making sure that their needs are met. It's not about your needs. It's about really their needs. And really understanding that, you know, we are here to help our spouses get to heaven, really. And, you know, we need to do what our part to be their strength, to be their rock, to help them get closer to Jesus. And really, it's about, you know, meeting their needs, I really think. And it's a really important thing to do.
It is so important, my brothers and sisters. Just listen to what Rod had to say. We're here to help one another get to heaven by fostering holiness, by loving them, by encouraging them, by really ascertaining what can I do to be Jesus to them. You know, and that's so important. Your thoughts, Maria?
We focus on this a lot at Couples for Christ, and sometimes it's challenging for newer members and even older members, and what it means to be subordinate or what it means to submit to our spouses. And really what it is being a supporter, being an encourager, and being selfless. In a marriage, when we enter into marriage, we're really helping one another, as Rod said, get to heaven. And how do we do that? Well, we help each other in our prayer life, our faith walk, whatever it takes. And really entering into a marriage, we need to enter it knowing that it's not about just ourselves anymore. Really, what Rod said, it's being selfless and fulfilling needs of our spouse more. And it's really what we say also during our talks. It's dying to ourself. It's giving up what our wants and needs are and really serving our spouse more and helping them out in any way. What can I do to better help you, to better support you? What can I do this day, each and every day, to help you in your prayer life, to help you be more faithful? What can I do to just make this marriage a stronger one? It's really just putting your spouse ahead and your spouse's needs and not make it about ourselves. I think what happens a lot in marriages that are challenged these days could be that there is a lot of selfishness. It's, you know, become an I world, iPhone, iPad, you know, where the focus becomes more on ourselves and how can you benefit me instead of how can I help you and how can I do things to benefit you and your needs. So it's really, you know, just being submissive to your spouse and being a great supporter.
And you went into the next line, which modern culture and many women just absolutely go crazy over in a negative way, and that's a wife to be subordinate to their husbands as to the Lord, because it is about putting the Lord first and making sure that you're bringing Jesus to them. But people forget the line before that said be subordinate to one another. And so then it gets into verse 23, for the husband's head of the wife, just as Christ is the head of the church, he himself, the savior of the body. And so we know that Jesus is the one that's the savior, but we also know that man and women have different roles. Mm-hmm. Both of their roles are similar from the sense that they're both being Jesus to one another. But what does it mean to have the man as head of the family?
So, Deacon, I think it's really important. It's something that I really learned in depth at Couples for Christ, and that is, you know, you are the priest of your house, meaning you are there to guide them spiritually. You're there. You're responsible for getting them to pray. You're responsible for your family's spiritual life, and it's an important role that I don't think a lot of fathers either realize or husbands realize that they play. But, you know, your kids, they'll watch you and you are their role model. So if you are not praying, if you aren't helping, if they watch the way you treat your wife, and are you taking care of them and are you helping them grow in their spiritual life? So it's a very important role that the father and husband plays as being head of the household.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're with Rod and Maria Villanueva. We're talking about being submissive to one another. We're talking about the husband being the head of the family. We're going to be right back to talk more about how, when you have Jesus at the center of it, how do you raise children differently than when you don't? We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Brecker with Rod and Maria Villanueva. We're here talking about a Catholic holy marriage, an organization called Couples for Christ. This is an international organization that gives you the tools and the support to make a difference in helping a marriage. And I've been married, it'll be 45 years as of December 18th.
Woohoo!
And
amazing.
I could say that this would be an organization that no matter how long you've been married would be very helpful. And so how do you join Couples for Christ? Let's start there.
So we have what we call a Christian Life Program, and this is typically held at our local parishes, and they're put on throughout the actual year. And it's a 12-week course that really talks about our faith. You know, there's multiple talks and there's discussion at the end of the talks. There are topics that are really great to deepen our faith. You know, first talk is, what is God's love? You know, who is Jesus Christ? What does it mean to be a Christian? Repentance and faith, the family. So these talks help build the foundation. After the end of the Christian Life program, what we do is we break the folks up into what we call households, where you'll have a household head who is typically a leader and a leader couple, and they will have anywhere from 4 to 6 couples that will guide them in this journey in their faith. There is, what's nice about Couples for Christ, there is also a curriculum, if you will. There is a very nicely set pattern to help continue, because many times people are still young in their faith. And this is where I really grew to understand my faith as a Catholic and what it really meant. But it's also for those individuals who are very strong in their faith. And so once they do that, we also have things like what we call chapter assemblies. We meet on a very frequent basis. I think part of the power of Couples for Christ is that it is a community to help you. And we know that your faith, you can certainly do it alone, but it's so much more powerful when you are together with a group of individuals that are like-minded and have the same goal. And that is to really get closer to our Lord through service, through the things that we do, who we are as individuals. So.
Anything to add to that, Maria?
Well, what we do is, to become a member, we do work at certain parishes. So we do have one coming up at Santiago Compostela Parish, where Father Thomas reached out to us and has welcomed us into his parish. So we'll be starting one in January. So what's great about that is it's not only for couples. It is for singles as well who could attend. And for married couples who have children, we actually have a program for the children because we have what's called Kids Watch. So you could be as young as 4 years old and be part of Couples for Christ through Kids for Christ. And while there are talks going on for the parents, the kids are in a separate room. And they have their own curriculum going on. And it's like, if it's who is Jesus Christ, the kids are learning who is Jesus Christ in simpler terms. They're also learning praise and worship songs as well. So it's very well integrated for the whole family, where we've heard several times from parents that are just elated because they could be going home from a Christian Life program and their kids could be singing in the back of the car some praise and worship song they've learned from attending the Kids for Christ program. So, yes, it just starts at a local parish. And from there, if the participants want to join, they become members. And that's when the whole journey begins.
Now, since this radio show is being broadcast in many states across the country, I'm assuming that you could just go to the website Couples for Christ to see whether or not there's a local chapter in the area. And if not, possibly they could start one by notifying the organization.
Yes. Absolutely. You can go to couplesforchristusa.org and put in the city that you're in, and they'll show you the parishes that are actually starting a Christian Life program. Absolutely.
And Deacon, if there is a need, we do have full-time missionaries who do go to different states and start it at parishes. We're a global community, so we are in actually over 100 countries.
With 1 million members.
1 million members.
Wow.
And what was amazing to me is when we were promoting Couples for Christ at Santiago de Compostela in Lake Forest a couple months ago, there was this African couple just waiting to talk to us, and I could see that the wife's eyes were just really bright and excited, and I didn't know why. She was waiting to speak to us. And so when I was done speaking to another couple, she asked me, so you're here? Couples for Christ is here? And I said, yes. And she said, we know Couples for Christ from Africa because we had full-time missionaries who brought it to Africa. And they just happen to move here, and they're familiar with Couples for Christ and are excited that it's in their hometown now.
It is such an important organization. In fact, again, it is one of the organizations that, you know, when we had the family or come together and with the Pope in Philadelphia, for example, and also in the Vatican, Couples for Christ is one of the organizations that is really nourishing the family and is very, very important as it relates to what the Catholic Church is really advocating.
Right.
And so, again, my apologies for the number of countries. It's in over 100 countries with over a million members and very, very important. Now, it changes one's life in what way?
Well, what happens in the Christian Life program is the transformation happens as an individual. You could come as a couple, but that transformation slowly occurs as an individual. And when that individual transformation occurs, it trickles to your family, and the family gets transformed slowly. And that's what happened in our own experience, where we were both individually transformed and slowly transformed our family, where we were praying together as a family, and we're all serving as a family. So then it also benefits the church community because we're serving as a family. So it just makes the individual stronger, family stronger, and church community stronger.
You have two awesome kids, Tiffany 20, Ryan 15.
Yeah.
Both of them are musically inclined. Both of
Praise
them.
God.
And
Praise
what
God.
Do they do? They're
well,
in a band?
Yes, they are. And quite often we get asked, well, where did they get this talent from? And I think they're alluding to the fact that we don't really sing or play instruments.
Right.
So, you know, it got passed down, probably through my dad's
genes.
Side. Yes. So Tiffany's been playing the violin since she was 4 years old. She was taking lessons for 14 years. And at one point she wanted to quit, and we just encouraged her to keep going. So she did keep going to take lessons, and Ryan took guitar lessons. And, you know, we just always played music in the home, and the music that they're very familiar with is Christian music. They didn't hear a lot of the pop music. And in fact, their very first concerts were Christian concerts. They really didn't go to any like pop star concerts. So, we've gone to, you know, like Chris Tomlin, and we take them to things like that. So they just love to sing, and we just encourage them. And Tiffany didn't believe us at first when we told her that she had a beautiful voice. She thought as parents, that's what parents typically say. You have a beautiful voice. But really, truly, she has grown into that. And she's a vocalist as well and plays the violin. Ryan could sing as well, and he plays the guitar and bass. So we've been really blessed. It's such a huge blessing that they're able to share their talents, because that's one of the things that we really promote as parents. And, you know, it's taken from the Bible. If you have gifts and talents, We're not supposed to bury them. We're supposed to use them and share them. And we really encourage our children to use their talents. And we always pray that would be Jesus's voice, hands, and feet. So we're just so blessed.
And Rod,
yeah,
from a standpoint of raising children, the difficulty in this society that we're in, and we're in Orange County, California, but certainly across the country, there's the same or similar challenges. How does Couples for Christ, how does a solid marriage help in terms of raising children? And
oh, Deacon, I can't tell you how important it is, you know, to have that foundation as a couple, married couple. And your kids, you know, they watch, and they are able to see how you are treating each other, how you guys act. And, you know, it's been such a blessing that we've had Couples for Christ, and Tiffany and Ryan have been able to witness what we've done. You know, it's amazing, because we obviously do praise and worship, and Tiffany and Ryan have grown a love for praise and worship, and obviously they do, you know, praise and worship songs now, being part of the band. And it's been amazing to be able to, for them to be able to witness that. And I think part of it too is the decisions that they make and their moral compass, I think, is much stronger because we are stronger in our faith. You know, they're going to be challenged with decisions as they are growing up, in terms of, you know, decisions, whether it be in a relationship or whether it be with friends or decisions. Many times kids are pulled in different directions. And if they don't have a good foundation, they will oftentimes make poor decisions. But I think it's because we've been so grounded, and, you know, hopefully we've given them the tools, but they definitely have God in the center of their lives. I think they are able to make better decisions that are more aligned with our faith.
And they actively go to church and want to go to church.
Absolutely.
And participate and are involved in the parish.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And that's
amazing.
Something that is, yeah, I mean, praise God. And
praise God.
And so for all of you out there, again, that are saying, you know, how can I get my children to go to church, and can I get them excited? You know, it really is laying the foundation of the marriage, the foundation of putting Jesus at the center of it. unfortunately, in our society, we have this drop-off mentality. We mm-hmm. drop the kids off for soccer or basketball or this sport or that sport or this activity or that activity, but we're not really involved. But as leaders, when you put Jesus at the center of your family and of your marriage, then the children are looking and they're saying, okay, well, this is the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
And this organization, Couples for Christ, allows you to do that by fostering that. And one of the things that you said, Maria, is that you often are getting together, and which is very, very important, and having that community. But the Holy Spirit is at the center of what you do. When we come right back from the break, we're going to talk about how can we manifest the gifts of the Holy Spirit within our marriage, our families, and within what we do in ministry. We're going to be right back. Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're here, beautiful, high atop the Tower of Hope, beautiful Christ Cathedral, with Rod and Maria Villanueva. We're talking about a Catholic holy marriage, Couples for Christ, and letting the Holy Spirit be in the center of your marriage, your family, and your life. Now, one of the things that really attracted me to Couples for Christ in the Philippines, when I really got to know them and ministering to so many, we actually were ministering up to 20,000 people, and in Manila, in what they call their dome, or, you know, I guess lovingly, the Astrodome, where there's 3,000 people there that can be part of that facility. It's amazing seeing the love of the couples. But part of what is going on is that they're very active in terms of letting the gifts of the Holy Spirit manifest themselves. The gift of healing, the gift of prophecy, you know, the gift of miracles and so forth. And this is something, again, supported by the Catholic Church. We put it in a box and call it the Charismatic Renewal. But the reality is, I believe this is normal Christianity. You know, this is something that the Pope was in charge of in Argentina, Pope Francis. All the popes have supported internationally. Again, there's up to 250 million at least actively involved in what we call the renewal or the Charismatic Renewal. And Couples for Christ is a big part of that. Your thoughts on that?
You know, Deacon, I think it's so powerful. And that's one of the things that opened my eyes when we joined Couples for Christ, is really allowing the Holy Spirit to work through you. And because, you know, it's the same Holy Spirit that was there with the disciples 2,000 years ago. And to really to be able to tap into the Holy Spirit, I mean, it's been so powerful as part of my growth in my spiritual life, to really trust in the Holy Spirit. There's been so many times where, you know, you're not really sure what to do, and so many times that you're scared, and, you know, to really call on the Holy Spirit to guide you and to really ask, you know, what is it, Lord, that you want me to do? And to just ask the Holy Spirit to help you has been so astronomically phenomenal. Obviously, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is praying in tongues, and it's been amazing when we've done praise and worship, and, you know, to be able to pray in tongues is extremely powerful, because you're not really sure what you're praying, but you know this is God's language. And just allowing the Holy Spirit to be in your life has been life-changing.
And this is something, again, that is found in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, 14, and there's different kinds of spiritual gifts with the same Spirit. This is verse 4, chapter 12, verse 4. Different forms of service, but the same Lord. Different workings, but God produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is for some benefit. The expression of wisdom, the expression of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, mighty deeds or miracles, prophecy, varieties of tongues, as mentioned by Rod, and so forth. All of this is so important, and this has led you certainly to your deeper faith, but also led to us at Spirit-Filled Hearts, Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry, which is you can take a look at spiritfilledhearts.org, our website. We are also involved now internationally in going to various countries and many states across the country. And our focus is evangelization, the manifestation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and letting Jesus be at the center of this. And We are working with building a very large, vibrant young adult community. And the two of you are two of our leaders of the young adult prayer group. And what has that meant to you, Maria, to be part of that?
Well, Deacon, we're so blessed and honored, actually, that you've asked us to be part of the leadership team for Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. And it's been amazing. Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry and Couples for Christ really go hand in hand. Both ministries believe in the Holy Spirit and believing in the power of the Holy Spirit. What I love about Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry is, Deacon Steve, that you just so believe with all your heart in miracles and the power of prayer and healing. And as you mentioned, I did attend your prayer meetings over 2 years ago, and I just love attending them at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Irvine. And it was through that that I actually grew even more. And I felt that it went hand in hand with Couples for Christ. You pray very similarly. And, you know, I've given talks to confirmation classes, and we talk about how they're receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I mentioned that when we're given the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that we're supposed to open these gifts and not keep them unwrapped or untapped. Because if we received Christmas gifts at the age of five or as little kids, we wouldn't leave them unwrapped by the Christmas tree for years and let them collect dust. There's no way. We'd be so excited to open these gifts. And it should be the same with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And when we receive that through confirmation and at Couples for Christ, we have a pray over. It's called the blessing of the Holy Spirit, where we awaken the Holy Spirit within these participants. And through that awakening, slowly there's a transformation where you're able to use these gifts. And same at Spirit-Filled Hearts. I mean, we're just tapping into the Holy Spirit and being guided and empowered in so many ways. It's just amazing when you really learn more about the Holy Spirit and being part of the Blessed Trinity. Oftentimes we either pray to God the Father or we pray to Jesus, and sometimes the Holy Spirit is not the known person of the Blessed Trinity to tap into. And it's just such a remarkable experience as a Christian when the Holy Spirit is part of our daily lives for guidance, for empowerment.
It's transforming.
It is.
You know, and that's what it's meant to be. If you think in terms of the Pentecost and what happened.
Exactly.
I mean, before the Pentecost, before the Holy Spirit descended upon them with tongues of fire, they were behind locked doors, hiding and cowering.
Exactly.
As soon as the Holy Spirit comes with that tongues of fire, that bursting, the zeal, the doors come flinging open.
Boldness.
Boldness. Zeal. And Peter then is there, and the transformation of over 3,000 immediately. And yeah. Your thoughts about this, Rod?
You know, Deacon, I think what comes to my mind right now is that another very powerful thing that we appreciate about Spirit-Filled Hearts is, you know, you talk about the depth of your faith will determine the depth of the healing that occurs. And really, it's that Holy Spirit, you know, allowing the healing to occur. And it's so amazing, you know, when we have an opportunity to pray over individuals and the healing that occurs at our prayer meetings, it is so fulfilling to know that we are allowing the Holy Spirit to work through us to be able to heal those who need it most. And it is absolutely phenomenal. And just allowing that Holy Spirit, I mean, we are so much bigger when we allow the Holy Spirit to truly, truly work through us.
It is what Jesus wants us to do. You take a look at Mark 16, and he talks about going into the whole world, proclaiming the gospel, but signs will accompany those who will believe. They'll speak new languages. They'll speak in tongues. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. This is out of Mark 16. Lay hands on the sick and they will recover. To your point, you have to believe. You have to have faith as that child. You have to have faith. You know, we talk about Matthew 9 when the two blind men are saying, Jesus, heal me. And Jesus said, do you believe I can? And to the extent that you believe, the extent that I will heal you. Well, Jesus can heal any way he wants to, whether you believe or you don't believe. But opening the door with belief and opening the door for the release of the Holy Spirit transforms you.
Yes.
Take a look, my brothers and sisters, at Luke 11:13. It says, if we who know how to give good gifts to our children are wicked, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Father give us the Holy Spirit to those who ask for it? It's so important to understand. We receive the Holy Spirit at baptism. We receive that confirmation, that anointing. But unless we say yes to the Holy Spirit, unless we say, come, Holy Spirit,
right,
enkindle in me the fire of your love, and believe it.
Yes.
Unless we believe it, it won't happen.
Yep.
Because God is waiting for us to ask, as it says in Matthew 7:7, asking you will receive, seeking you'll find, knocking the door will be open. We have to ask, but we have to ask fervently.
Yes.
And that's what this ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts, is all about, is teaching people to ask fervently. The fourth beatitude, blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, God's will, for they will be filled, which is Matthew 5:6. You have to hunger and thirst for it.
Yes. And yes, a favorite prayer of ours in the morning, come Holy Spirit. We really look for his guidance throughout the day in any type of decision that we're making throughout the day. Before our kids take a test, we remind them, pray, come, Holy Spirit. And because they sing, I even remind them, you could even sing a Christian song in your head and just call on the Holy Spirit for help. So he's just so powerful in our lives and just waiting for us to ask for his help.
And when Jesus is at the center of our life, everything changes. Thank you, Rod and Maria, for being part of the show.
Thanks,
you guys
Deacon,
are
for having
awesome.
Us.
Thank you so much.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you, and glorify you. We surrender our hearts, our souls, our minds to you. We ask blessings on all marriages, all families, on everyone listening, Lord God, and all the people that they love, that they be filled with the Holy Spirit, that they be anointed with the power of your love. We say this through the power of the Holy Spirit, the intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, in Jesus' name, and I bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll be with you next week at the same time.
Thank you.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio.